The Cubs are playing host to the Mets on Wednesday. Matt Harvey would last just 3 1/3 innings in his start, but things would get way worse for the Mets bullpen.
1-0 pitch is drilled in a left. That's going to drop for a base hit. One run scores. They're looking for two. The throw coming in from Aoki. It dribbles into the plate. Two runs are across, and it's 5-2 Chicago. Baez, a 271 batter, cranks one in the air to left field. Back goes Aoki at the track near the ivy, right at the wall, leaping. It's in the basket. It's a home run. Javier Baez hitting number 22. It is 7-2 Chicago. Wine in the 2-2 coming. Swing high drive by Almora, deep to left field, to the track, to the wall. He's hit a slider out of the park to make it 10-2 Chicago.
Pitch to Rivera, line towards third, fair ball, base hit, going down the left field line. Hayward rounds third, he'll score. Baez around third, he's being waved home as Aoki finally digs the ball out and throws into Rosario. And standing at second with a two-run double is the former Met, Rene Rivera, and the Cubs now lead 12-5. The 0-1. Swing and a drive down the right field line, slicing towards the sidewall. It's a fair ball, base hit. Fan reaches over, doesn't make contact. Ball stays in play. Chased down in the corner on the warning track by Tyrone. And three runs score, going all the way to third is Almora. He's been up twice. He has a three-run homer and a three-run triple. And the Cubs now lead 16-5 as Almora drives home Zobrist, Bryant, and Rizzo.
So a tough night at the office for the Mets. They've now lost three straight games on the heels of a four-game win streak. Matt Harvey's struggles continue in 2017. The right-hander is now 5-5 with a 6.14 ERA.
It's kind of hard to take any positives out of the last 2 years for me. It's extremely frustrating. It's hard going out there and not doing what I can to help this team win. And it's just extremely frustrating. So that's really all you can say about tonight.
How difficult is it just mentally to try and stay in the right place when, I mean, even after that last start, you feel like you're taking a step forward and then tonight take that step back?
It's very tough. There's not much else to say. It's been very hard, very, very tough year, very tough 2 years. There's a lot of work going in that's not paying off, and it's becoming very frustrating for me. So, I'm going to take my 24 hours and be angry about this one, but there's still three starts to go, and you've got to do everything you can to go out there and just be better.
The Mets will try to avoid the series sweep at Wrigley Field on Thursday when Seth Lugo makes the start.